Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned into the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she caught me, loves? You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norell Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, everybody. My name is Raymond LaFrenz. I'm a representative for the Fort McMurray Shrine Club.
Oh, hold on. We can't hear you. We forgot to put the mic up.
Hey, my name is Raymond LaFrenz. I'm a representative of the Fort McMurray Shrine Club. I'm actually the 2023 Golf Master, and what that means is that I am the organizer for our Shrine Golf Tournament, which is going to be happening on June 2nd. It's our largest fundraiser for, actually, it's a partnership with Ronald McDonald House as well.
Okay.
So it's a big fundraiser for Shriners Hospitals, Ronald McDonald House, and basically sick children in our community.
Okay, so I got loads and loads and loads of questions for you today based on what you just said. First and foremost, explain Shriners to me, please.
Okay, Shriners is it's a Masonic group.
Okay.
So basically, I guess the way it's always been described to me is that in order to be a Shriner, you have to be a Mason, but not every Mason is a Shriner.
Okay, keep going. Fascinating.
And so our tenant is basically to help sick kids. That's what we're there for.
Okay.
One of the things that I've always heard told to me is that Shriners is the fun part of Masonry. So that's what we're about, is having fun.
Okay.
And as a part of that, our fun includes raising money and helping sick kids.
Yeah.
So in Canada, we only have one Shriners Hospital. Now it's in Montreal.
Okay.
We do send specialty type situations to there.
Yeah.
But we also support like Stollery and the kids hospitals and stuff within Alberta.
Right.
And the way we do that is we typically help the family directly. We don't necessarily donate to the Stollery directly, but if there's a family here in Fort McMurray, which there have been many over the years, that need to be traveling back and forth due to illnesses and are experiencing a lot of financial issues and stuff, that we support them in those aspects.
Okay, cool. Now, my next question is about the Ronald McDonald House, because since I was a kid, and I'm the biggest fan of McDonald's, just so we're on the same page, McDonald's, I say it all the time, feel free to sponsor us. I grew up hearing and learning and seeing commercials about the Ronald McDonald House, but I've never seen and or like participated or needed to utilize that. So can you please tell me a little bit about the Ronald McDonald House outside of what I see on the commercials? Because it looks like a really awesome place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't elaborate on that as much as I can with the Shriners, because it's a partnership, but I'm on the Shriners side, so I do know a little bit about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, basically it's housing that are basically in most of our major cities, you know, Calgary, Edmonton, maybe Red Deer, I'm not 100% sure, but it's basically accommodations that are provided typically free of cost to families of sick children that are in need. So if they're traveling to Edmonton and they need a place to stay, they don't have to worry about hotel bills.
Right.
And I believe also meals, like food and stuff, is provided, and they can just help themselves.
Cool. So how did you get involved with the Shriners?
Like I say, it is a Masonic group, so I am a part of the Fort McMurray Masons.
Okay.
And I just like to participate and help out in the community whenever I can.
Yeah.
And actually, I come from a family that experienced, you know, having sick children We didn't have any connections with Ronald McDonald House or the Shriners at that time, but my sister, when I was a kid, was hydrocephalic, it was called. So they get fluid on the brain, and basically her first, you know, 7 or 8 years of life was spent in and out of hospitals. And I know, like, my family, as being a young family just starting out, you know, they didn't have the financial means, so I know that there was a lot of stress for them.
Yeah.
So I kind of, I lived that, and I recognize that there's a need always for that type of stuff. And when the opportunity came up to join the Shrine Club, you know, I jumped in with both feet.
Right.
And then the guy who, we had a great director that helped out for years, his name was Matt Webb. He used to organize the golf tournament. And Matt had new opportunities come up in Ontario, so he moved away and somebody needed to step in. And I wasn't quick enough backing up, and I was left standing out front, so here I am.
There you go. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, in regards to the hat that you're wearing right now, what's it called? What's it about? What does it represent? Let's hear about that.
So it's called a fez, and it's the unique regalia, I guess, if you want to call it that, for the Shrine Club. And so when you see the Canada Day parades or sometimes the Christmas parades, we do it as well.
Yeah.
You'll see the guys in the little cars driving around and stuff. Yeah. And you'll notice that a lot of them are wearing this.
For
sure. It's a fez. And it's just a symbolic representation for the Shriners Club. Mm-hmm. Ours here is actually based out of Edmonton. So we're like an affiliate of that one. So it's called Al Shamal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah, I was in the Canada Day parade. I have, like, this last Canada Day, and I have this British sports car, an MG Midget, and it's, like, really tiny. Mm-hmm. And then you guys were driving your little cars around my car, and I was like, this is hilarious. I don't know if anybody's seeing this and laughing like how I am.
I was, like, one of those guys.
Yeah, you were. I was like, this is the best, because, like, my car is laughable at best because it's so tiny, and then you guys are, like, cruising around in your little go-karts. I'm like, this is awesome. It made me smile.
Yeah. And it makes everybody smile. When you see the kids standing on the sidewalks and we zip by, it's just grinning from ear to ear.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
That's exactly it. So how long have you been in the community for?
I've been here 11 years now. Actually, I came up here many, many years ago, started working in the area, I think in 99, and lived in Edmonton.
Yeah.
And, opportunity came up to joined Suncor, and they preferred if you lived locally, so we moved up and just loved the community, fell in love with it. And I know there's few people that, you know, moved down to Edmonton or moved to Calgary, and it's like, nope, it's Kate. You guys can have that. This is this is where I'm staying.
That's awesome. Yeah. So where do you come from originally then?
I'm from the East Coast originally, from Newfoundland, like many other Fort McMurray people.
What part of Newfoundland?
It's a little town called Isle of Mort, which is on the southwest coast.
Okay.
And it's near Port of Bass, so where the ferry would come in from Cape Breton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Nice. Do you get to go back often?
You know what? I was going back every summer for quite a while, and then COVID hit, and I kind of know how that put the brakes on everybody's travel. So haven't been for a couple of years now, but I think I'll be heading back there this summer.
Nice. Yeah. I was just there in September, so not just there. That's a long time ago now, but I love the East Coast. I'm from Fort McMurray. Born and raised, but I was fortunate enough in my previous work life as a recruiter, I got to go there very often to all the East Coast. Beautiful part of Canada.
Very good.
Beautiful part of Canada. So let's talk a little bit about your event that's coming up.
Okay, so it's the charity golf tournament on June 2nd. So we kind of get the top billing, if you want to call it. So it's like the Shriners golf tournament, but it is in association with Ronald McDonald House.
Okay.
It's at the Mishkinaw Golf Course, so down at Mack Island there.
Okay. Okay.
This is the 28th year, so we've been doing this for quite some time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about your golf tournament is kind of unique? What do you guys do that's, like, different or people can look forward to?
So, again, I guess it comes back to, like we say, Shriners is the fun side of things.
Yeah.
And so we always try and have a lot of activities and fun things to do during it. So we have had in the past Phoenix Heliflight has come in and done a ball drop for us.
Oh, cool.
So you see the helicopter come in and they dump all the golf balls in and every ball is numbered and whoever's closest to the pin wins the prize.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have putting contests, and they do lots of different events. They'll have sponsorship from local companies, and they'll have, say, beer tasting of, you know, on certain holes. And,
right.
They'll have the longest drive, all your traditional kind of golfing contests within it.
Right.
Then we have a banquet afterwards with a buffet and just have some good fun and share some hopefully good weather too.
There we go. Well, listen, Tanner has his questions ready for the Max City Minute. But before we jump into those questions, we're going to throw to an ad from Carrie at Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie, for your ongoing support. Really do appreciate it. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one. What do you think is the best McDonald's menu item?
I love your, okay, go. Great question, Tanner.
So I guess for me it would have to be Big Mac. That's just always the go-to. You know, if you're running late or you're on the road and you need a bite to eat, then that would be the thing for me is a Big Mac.
Question number two. What is one thing about being a Shriner that you were not expecting to do?
Golf master. I'm not a golfer, but I guess that kind of maybe helps because being the golf master just means you're the one that's organizing it. Mm-hmm. So you're doing all the behind the scenes things. It's not like I actually get to go out and play golf that day. I'm just making sure that everybody else is organized and having fun and has everything they need.
Question number three, what is your favorite way to have fun?
My favorite way to have fun is I love to scuba dive. That is my passion, and I like to teach scuba diving. So when I'm on vacation, I tend to go wherever the ocean is so I can go diving. And here recently, I started teaching scuba in town, and so now I'm meeting lots of new friends in the community and introducing them to my passion.
Question number four. What do you think is the most rewarding part of being a Shriner in Fort McMurray?
I think it's the impact we have on individual families. You know, like when you you talk to someone and they have someone in their family, a child that's going through a rough time and they don't feel they have the support that they need, and we can help them out and, you know, provide for them and help lighten the load or lessen the burden for them, and that's all the reward we need. So.
And your final question, what do you think is the best dessert to have after dinner?
I'm partial to coconut cream pie.
Oh.
Those have been your five questions.
I think that might have been the right answer for that.
Yep.
Nice.
Anything coconut is the right answer.
That's right. So, Fort McMurray, I found it interesting that you said, like, you moved here. And obviously, when you work for these oil sand companies, some people move down south, but you said, like, this is it. So what about this community makes you want to stay here?
You know, I think it's just it's the perfect size community. Like, I grew up in, like I say, Isle of Mort. And when I was a kid, I think we were around 1,100 or 1,200 people. And right now, because, you know, the economic situation there hasn't been great for many years. A lot of people have moved away. So that community right now, I think, is sitting around 700 people.
Oh, wow. And,
you know, so you didn't really have a lot of things even. You know, if something broke and you needed to run out and try and buy it, you know, like, there wasn't a lot of options there, or you had to drive to the next community.
That's right.
And Fort McMurray is big enough that anything you need, you got in this community, whether it's social programs or groups and organizations to participate in, or stores to go and shop.
Yeah.
But I can still get anywhere I need to in 10 minutes.
That's
basically
right.
You know, like, I lived in Edmonton for maybe about 10 years, and man, it would take you 20 minutes or half an hour if you wanted to go to the gym, right?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that was when Edmonton was smaller, and now it's even bigger, and I go there now in between the traffic, you know, just construction and stuff like that, and the number of people, it just, I can't get out of there fast enough.
Right. That's exactly it. No, I feel that. That's for sure. Now, diving. Mm-hmm. How did you get into diving?
Well, I mean, I grew up literally beside the ocean. My dad's house is right on the coast. And if I fell down in my backyard, I'd roll down into the cove and end up wet.
Right. So
I grew up on the ocean, and I had an uncle actually who was a scuba diver. So ever since I was little, I'd see him packing his gear up and hauling it around. And then I just kind of was curious about it. And actually, a local diver found an artifact, and he didn't know what it was. And so there's a whole kind of story behind that. And it was actually an astrolabe from a shipwreck that was dated to 1628. And they brought in archaeologists that summer, and they spent 2 months diving on the wreck, and they came to our community center, and they showed us all these artifacts that they found on the wreck. They had them in little tubs of seawater and were showing it to us, and after that, I was hooked. And, I mean, it was always, you know, watch the Jacques Cousteau specials, and I think there was another one, Ocean's Alive and stuff, and I was always mesmerized with it. And so, again, little town, so there was nowhere to buy gear or even get certified or anything like that. So as soon as I was kind of an adult and out on my own, which actually put me in Calgary, I saved up a bit of money and got certified. And so this guy that grew up 10 feet from the ocean went to Lake Minnewanka and Banff and got certified.
So with your scuba diving, it sounds like it's purely recreational. Where have you scuba dived?
Well, it's recreational diving, but I mean, I've teach, so it's kind of a profession as well.
Okay.
So I used to manage a dive shop in Edmonton for a little while.
Okay.
And then just kind of wanted to experience something out of that, and packed up one time and moved to Australia for a year and taught in Australia. So.
Wow. Amazing. And so you were in Australia for a year doing that?
Yeah.
Very cool. So what about diving really interests you? Is it like the swimming component? Is it like looking for the treasure? Is it looking at the fish? Like, what about that? Because it's a fascinating thing to do.
And it's hard for me to narrow it down because I love all aspects of it, because when you're a 10-year-old kid looking at these artifacts in the tub of salt water,
I initially
wanted to be a marine archaeologist. That was that was the goal. And then as I got older and kind of found out, you know what, those guys kind of live off craft dinner and don't really, you know, get paid a whole lot. It's like, well, that doesn't seem like it's a reality.
Right.
So it became more of a hobby type thing. So I pursued some, I guess, amateur archaeological training.
Right.
And in 2016, I actually had the opportunity to go to Cyprus and participated in a marine archaeology project there through the University of Cyprus for a month.
Wow.
And we were diving on a wreck that was dated to 2300. And actually bringing artifacts up from that, and it was just a phenomenal experience. So I really love and like to participate in the archaeological or the historic side of things.
Yeah.
I love marine life as well. You know, you go down to some of these tropical locations and you get to interact with these giant groupers and, you know, the corals and all this stuff. It's just stuff that you watch on TV, and I think for most part people think it's cool, but they don't ever think they could experience it themselves, when it's actually well within your reach. You know, if you, you commit to it, you can definitely do it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, just the one other aspect I would say is that I find that scuba diving is a lot of concentrating on your breathing.
Yeah.
And meditation is concentrating on your breathing. So
correct.
One of the things that I've always found is that doesn't matter what kind of stress I'm under or what kind of day I'm having, if it's not the greatest, if I go scuba diving, the minute that my head submerges and I'm in that world, it's just total relaxation.
Yeah, no doubt. Because like you said, you have to focus on your breathing. This is like, we take it for granted up here. Like, you just breathe, it just happens. But when you go under there, like, like that's it. And you can't really get scared or shocked, because if you do, all of a sudden you got a mouthful of water and going to bode well.
For sure.
Fascinating. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly it. Okay, well, listen, I know we're running out of time because the shows are limited in time, which that means you can just come back and talk to us again and again and again. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Awesome. Well, I mean, my whole thing here today is about the Shriners Golf Tournament, June 2nd. If there's anybody out there in town who's a business owner and would like to sponsor, because we always seek sponsorship, That would be a great opportunity to get involved. We also need volunteers. It'll take 12 to 15 people to pull this off that day. So if anybody wants to help out, they can reach out to us. And also, if you're a golfer, hey, come on out. That's what we need, is we need people to come out on the course, have some fun. You're going to have a blast that day. So you'll get to enjoy a sport that you love, but you'll have an extra little boost there as well.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Kerry from Patchouli Roast. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.